Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Gimel, the 135th daf in Shas, one of the most important dafim in all of Masechet Shabbos, the daf of Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Miketz, Parshas Chanukah, Shabbos Kodesh, Chanukah, a very important Shabbos, and a very important daf. Tell lines from the top, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. First, we're going to continue with the halachos of Mechavein, and halachos of Shogeg, and then we will begin the Lamites Melachos. Itmar Neskan Lizork Shtayim Vizarek Arba. If an individual intended to throw an object to Amos, we know that the Isser D'Oraisa is to be Mavir Dalet Amos. Four Amos is the Isser. What if the individual intended only to violate a Chatzi Shir? He intended to throw two, and he overthrew. The shortstop rushed the throw and overthrew the first baseman. Vizarek Arba, he threw it four. Rava Amar Potter, Abaye Amar Chayiv. Rava says that he's Potter, and Abaye says that he's Chayiv. Rava's logic is very straightforward. He wasn't Mechavein to do the Issa D'Oraisa, which is Dafka Dalet Amos. That's what the Gemara brings out according to Rava. The Loka Mechavein is Rika D'Arba. He didn't intend to do four, and four is the Isser. Abaye Amar Chayiv, Dokha Mechavein is Rika B'da Alma. Abaye says you're Chayiv because he intended to do Zrika in general. The Gemara now quotes a similar machlokus between Abaye and Rava, and the Gemara will spell out shortly why we need both cases. Kasava Rishus Hayachid, he thinks he's throwing in Rishus Hayachid, and imtes Rishus Harabim. And it turns out he threw in Rishus Harabim. Rava Amar Potter, Rava says, your Potter Vabaye Amar Chayiv. And once again, Abaye says, Chayiv. Rama Amar Potter Vavala Mechavinli Zrika Di Yisura. He didn't intend to do a Zrika which is prohibited. Vabaye Amar Chayiv and Chayiv Dal Kamechavinli Zrika Balma. He had intended Zrika in general. Utsricha. And we need both cases. Diyashmi and Kamais. If I had said only the case of where he threw in the Rishus Rabin four Amos, but he had intended two. But who Kamaravit Lo Kamechavin? Now we've had altogether three different machlokios between Abaye and Rava. And the Gemara is going to say we need all three of them, even though the machlokios is really the same theme over and over again. We just saw two of them, but there is a third. And the third is from yesterday's daf. On the top of Ayin Beis Amud Beis, we had a machlokios between Abaye and Rava. If an individual intended to cut off something that was permissible to cut on Shabbos, for example, if he wanted to detach an apple from its branch that had been cut off already on Erev Shabbos, and he intended on Shabbos to eat it, but now he wants to take it off from the actual branch, which had been removed from the tree on Shabbos, and he makes a mistake. He cuts off an apple from a branch that's still attached to a tree. So here, Rava said Potter, and Abaye said he's Chayiv because he was Neskavein Lechaticha. Says our Gemara, these three machlokios are the same machlokios. Utsricha, but we need all three cases. The Yashmin and Kamais, if we had said the case only of the apple, Bahukam Rava, Daloka Mechan Lechaticha di Surah. When he intended to cut off the apple, he didn't intend to do any malacha whatsoever. Aval Neskavein Lizrok Shtayim Vizarek Arba, in a case where he intended to throw two and he threw four, the arba below tarti lo mizrikalei. You can't get to four without two. So he intended to do half of the isser. Ema made the loy l'baye. Maybe he would admit to a baye in such a case. And the chiddush is no. V'yashmin and baha. And if you would say in the case where since he only intended to do two amos, he's not going to be chayiv. Baha kama rava da halo kama chavim l'zrika da arba. Aval kesov rishus hayochav nimtzer rishus harabim v'chavim l'zrika da arba. But in case where he intended to throw the entire length of four, and it was just that he was mistaken, that he thought he was in rishus hayochav, he was rishus harabim, ema modele v'abaye, I would say that he would concede to Abaye. I might have thought that. Tzricha, that's why I need all three cases. Mark continues. Tanan. We're about to learn. Avos melachos abarim chaser achas, that there are 39 melachos. about because it's our Mishnah 10 lines down. Vavinan ba, minyan alamli, and later on the Gemara is going to ask, what do we need the number of 39? What's that coming to emphasize? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to teach us. This Gemara we also had earlier on Samach Tesam and Aleph. Shemasal kulam behelim echad, chayiv al kol achas v'achas, that if he does it in one thought process. In other words, let's say he forgets it's Shabbos. He did a bunch of malachos on Shabbos, and he didn't know that those malachos were chayiv, and then afterwards he was informed after he had kotzer, tochein, and borer, let's say. Chayiv al kol achas v'achas, he's going to be chayiv on all of them. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishleim al Abayi, makes sense according to Abayi. Dome kei gav nechayiv. He says, you're chayiv, mishkachas, so what would the case be? Do yada di sura Shabbos, v'yada la iser malacha, v'kata b'shiurin. He knew Shabbos was prohibited. In other words, there's a chiv to rest, and he knew that these malachos were aser, but he made a mistake in the amount, which is aser. He thought you're allowed to do some malachos, let's say for a shear, grogris or zayis. That's what he thought, it's permissible. And what's aser, he thought maybe is a beitza, to cut, to do borer of a beitza's worth. Elo l'rava damer pata eichem mishkach esla. How would you find such a case? Now, the classic answer would be, Bezadon Shabbos, he knew he was amazed on Shabbos, v'shigas malachos, but he thought that kotzer tochen and bara mutter. Hanich yisavad k'rab yochan dam akimish shag b'kari sal b'shiz b'lav, mishkachas lo diyodol Shabbos b'lav. We would find a case in where he knew that Shabbos has an isra lav, but he didn't know that it's punishable by kares, these actions. If he holds like Rishon Melakish, da'amar ach yishkog bilav v'kares, that in order to be considered a shogeg, you have to be a shogeg not only on the kares, on the onish, but you need to be a shogeg on the lav as well. So then, diyadala l'shabbos, how did he know Shabbos? B'mayyadala. In what way did he know? If he's doing the malacha and he thought it was mutter, so then, if he thought all the malachos are mutter, so then in such a case, how would he be someone who knew about Shabbos? This machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish we've had earlier already on Samach Tes, Samar Aleph, and Ayin. And this Shakal Atarya we've also had earlier, to which the Gemara gives the same teretz. The Yadla B'tchumen V'aliba de Rabbi Akiva. He was aware of the Isser Tchumen, so he was entirely aware that these malachos were prohibited. He thought all these malachos were permissible. However, he did know the concept of Shabbos because he knew the Shita Rabbi Akiva in the end of the first parak of Erevin that holds that the Isser Tchumin is an Isser Doraisa. We did not spell this out on Daf Samach Tes, Daf Ayin, but it seems to me the only way to understand the Kasha of the Gemara, how could you find, according to Reish Lakish, a case of Chiluke Chat that he's going to bring many Karban Chatos, if he didn't even know this was Aser, must be assuming that Rabbi Yochanan constructed the case of Shema Asah Kulam Behelem Echel Chayiv Al Achas V'Achas means that he did all 39. If he did all 39 and he didn't know any of these 39 are Aser, so then the Gemara would ask, D'yadala L'Shabbos B'mai. How did he know that was Shabbos? We now begin one of the most important Mishnayos in all of Shas. If it's not the most important Mishnah in Shas, maybe the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos are more important, but in the halach, in the system of Halacha, this Mishnah might very well be the most important, if not in the top five. It says the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom, the list of the 39 Malachos. Avos Malachos Arboim Chaser Achas. The Avos, we've already discussed that there are avos and tolados, are 40 minus 1. The Gemara will discuss why the Mishnah formulates as 40 minus 1. Hazareah, someone who plants. V'hachorish, someone who plows. V'hakotzer, someone who cuts. V'hama'aber, amer, someone who gathers together into a heap. V'hadosh, someone who threshes. V'hazore, someone who winnows. Haborer, someone who selects or sorts, depends on which posik you ask. Hatochen, someone who grinds. Hamirakade, mirakade is also a form of sorting. Mirakade is different than borer. Rashi points out that mirakade uses a utensil called a nafa, the Gemara will discuss later on, and there will be different approaches in the Rishonim, what exactly is the difference between Zore, Borer, and Merakeid. But for our purposes right now, Merakeid is like a hand sifter that's called a Nafa. Vahalosh, someone who kneads, Vahofa, someone who bakes. Hagozizes at Semer, someone who cuts off, shears off wool. Hamelabnoi, if he cleans it, makes it white. Vamenaftso, Minafetz means to remove the impurities inside the wool, any thorns or any other things. Vatsoivoi, someone who dyes it. Vatova, spins it. Vahamesach. The next couple of halachos refer to weaving. Mesach, Ose, Shtei, Bateinirim, Vaorek, Shnei, Chutim. They are complicated without diagrams. Nowadays, some of the helpful Gemaras do a fantastic job in drawing out the weaving process. In an oversimplification, there are strands of wool that are teased vertically. They're made taut. And then there is a chassis. There is another strand, a thread, that's passed through those horizontal threads, and that is the weaving process. Mesach is when you make taut, you make tight the vertical strands that you're going to run the chassis through. Va'osa shtei batei nirin. After one makes them taut, one puts them through a weaver's square, which holds them together, and they're moved up and down depending on what the individual wants to weave and how he wants to weave them. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam actually learns that it is the construct itself, making the construct where you put the threads through. According to Rashi, it's when you put those vertical threads through them. Va'oreg shnei chutim, and someone then who takes the chassis and puts it through the mesach and the shtei batei nirim, if he does two threads worth, so then he's going to be chayiv. Vahapotzeya shnei chutim, and someone who cuts off, Rashi explains that they're too long. Hakosher vahamatir, someone who makes a knot, as well as someone who does a knot. Later on, we're going to say that the malachos that are opposite each other, like kosher and matir, so then matir has to be al tnai kosher. Vatofer shtei tfiros, someone who sews two stitches. Hakorea al menas letfor, someone who tears on the condition to sew. Shtei tfiros. Hatzad svi, someone who traps a deer. Hashochto, someone who slaughters. Vamashito, if skinning the animal. Hamolcho, salting it. Vahamaabed es oro, and refining the hide. Vamemachko, and rubbing out its hairs. Vamechatcho, someone who cuts off the hide into appropriate pieces. Hakosev shtei osio, someone who writes two letters. Vamoichek al menas lichtov, someone who races with the intention to write. Shtei osios. Habone vahasoser, someone who builds and destroys, two separate malachos. Chazal say it has to be soser al menas livnos. Hamechaber, someone who extinguishes. Vahamavir, someone who lights a fire. Hamak bepatish, someone who completes a malacha. Hamotzi mirushus l'rushus, someone who transfers from one domain to the next. If you add those up, those are 39. Hare elu avos malachos arboim chaserachas. Those are the 39 malachos. Of course, for the rest of the perek and for the next, not only the rest of the perek, but for the next 10 prakim or so, even maybe a little bit more, the Gemara will analyze these malachos. So we have another 3 months, 2 or 3 months of working on each one of these avos malachos. First question that the Gemara asks on top of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis is Minyan Alamali. How do we know, or more precisely, what's the reason that Chazal told us the number? They should have said Elu avos malachos. These are the avos malachos. Why did they say that there are 39 malachos? In this answer, Rabbi Yochanan, we learned earlier in Samach Tesam and Alf, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Shemasa kulam behelam echad, chayiv al kol achas va'achas. That if he does it in one thought process, he's going to be chayiv on each one independently. Of course, we spend time on Samach Tes, Ayin Beis, discussing that if it's not Behelem Echad, if he realizes that he did the carbon, and according to Reish Lakish, if he designated the carbon, so then in such a case, he would have to bring a carbon, even if he had done the same Malacha. Over here, the Chiddush is that even if he forgot, and in one forgetting, he did all 39 malachos. Since each one of those are considered independent chiyuvim, he's chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Now, if the Mishnah had not mentioned the number, we never would have thought of them as independent isurim. We would have thought of them as part of one isur with 39 parts to it. And therefore, if you were over the, you could be over the isur in 39 different ways. So if he was over the Isser in one way, and then over the Isser the other way, so he was over the same Isser. In such a case, he would only bring, one would have thought, one carbon. So Mishnah tells us, Chayiv al kol achas v'achas, to tell you that there's an independent chiyuv. As Rashi says, three lines from the top, Shem nis'alma kol alachos Shabbos mimenu, Chayiv kama chatos lov, he'd be Chayiv many carbon chatos. The Gemara analyzes Zoreya and Choresh, planting and plowing. Michti, says the Gemara, Michram Karbi Beresha. What does a person do first? They first plow, and then they plant. Yet the Mishnah has it the opposite. It has Hazoreya Vachoresh. Listeni Choresh Vadilisni Zoreya. Answers the Gemara, Tana Be'eretz Yisrael Kari. The Tana was teaching us in Eretz Yisrael. Dezari first there in Israel. Dezari Beresha Vahadir Karbi. They first plant, and then they plow. Rashi explains that in Eretz Yisrael it's different because the land is tough. Baruch Hashem, now I sit in front of the Neiros in Eretz Yisrael Matzoi Shabbos Kodesh with a nice garden and trees surrounding me. But right outside our garden are these hard boulders. Someone had to develop Eretz Yisrael. To develop Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Kasha. It requires a tremendous amount of work, and for that we have a tremendous hakaras hatoiv to the chalutzim who came and developed Artzeinu HaKadosha. And to plant over here, it's harder than planting in Chutz La'aretz. The land is kasha, so one plows. Many Rishonim learn on our sugya. Rashi doesn't spell this out, but this is how many Rishonim learn. They plow, and then they plant. And then, in order to ensure, according to Rashi, in order to ensure that the seeds will take into the ground, they have to plow it again so that the seeds penetrate to be able to get the necessary nutrients and to ultimately take root. Gemara continues, Tana, Hazoreya, someone who plants, Vahazoymer, someone who prunes, Vahanoiteya, Noiteya is planting trees, Vahamavrich, Vahamarkiv, those are different forms of grafting. Obviously, there are times that grafting is permissible, times as permitted. Kulam malacha achasein, they're all considered one malacha. They're all included on Zareya. My kamashlan, what was that brisa teaching us? Ha kamashlan, ha'isa malachas harbet me'im malacha achas enechayev ala achas. That if one does many malachos, however, it all falls into one category of malacha, in such a case, they're only chayiv one. So since you're doing Zoreya and it's tolados, so then in such a case, you're only chayiv one carbon if you do it b'shogeg. Gemara continues, 10 lines from the top. Amar avach, amar b'chia barashi, amar rabbi ami. Zoymer, someone who prunes, chayiv mishum noteya. Pruning is actually helps the tree grow, and therefore it's considered a planting. V'anoteya v'amarich v'amarkiv chayiv mishum zoreya. And someone who plants a sapling of a tree, does different forms of grafting, he's chayv mishum zareya. The Gemara is medayek, mishum zareya in mishum noteya loy, ema af mishum zareya. No, he's chayv for noteya, and he's also chayv for zareya. Rashi explains that the Gemara's kash mishum noteya loy is going specifically on the grafting part, amavrich v'amarkiv, that the Gemara is asking, you only chayv for Zoreya, but there is a separate av malacha called Noiteya,
And therefore, if a person did marchiv and noteya, then he'd be chayiv in two melachos. The Gemara says, no, af mishum zareya, the Gemara's teretz is that all of these, even noteya, is included in the iser of zareya, and therefore, if he does all those things, noteya, mavrich, and markiv, he's going to be chayiv one melacha. Now the Gemara introduces a very famous and important rule of Rav Kahana. Amar Rav Kahana, zaymer v'tzarech le'etzim chayiv shtayim. Someone who prunes, but he needs the wood, then he's chayiv for two different melachos. Achas mishum koitzer, v'achas mishum noteya. He's chayiv once for koitzer, that he's cutting the tree, and once for noteya, because he's causing the tree to grow better through its pruning. In a celebrated Taisis asks Akasha, what about the Manda Omar who holds that Malacha Shein Tzvicha Lugufa is Chayiv? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you don't need a positive result in an action, so then in such a case, why don't we say that he's going to be Chayiv for Koitzer, whether he needs the wood or not? We've discussed in the past Malacha Shein Tzvicha Lugufa. If someone is removing a negative, he's still going to be Chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda if he puts out a candle, because he just wants to remove the light, so then in such a case he's chayiv. So too over here, if he cut off, not he didn't want necessarily the wood, but he wanted to prune, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be chayiv for koitzer, even though that wasn't his goal, because at the end of the day, wood did come off. So Taisus answers that no, in such a case, when it comes to koitzer, by definition, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that in order to be chayiv on the malacha, you need to, in some way, have purpose for the wood. Otherwise, it's not considered a maisa koitzer at all. Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses Taisus' raya, because Taisus brings a raya to this idea that there are certain malachas that even if you hold malacha shein tzvicha lugufa is chayiv, if you don't want that result, you're not going to be chayiv. Tosis' example is somebody who tears al menas litfar. Someone who only tears without the intention to sow, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds malacha shein tzvicha lugufa chayiv, is not called you chayiv in that case, because part of the definition of korei is it has to be al menas litfar. Tosis is mechadish that koitzer also has to be for the Eitzim. Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashas points out that the Gemara in Kuf Vav seems to be problematic, but this is an important, according to Tosis' approach, see Rabbi Akiva Eger there and the Chedusha Rabbi Akiva Eger. However, Tosis' Yesod is important. What emerges from our Gemara, then in order to be Chayiv for Koitzer, at least according to Tosis, even according to the Man Damar Holds Malchus Shein Sukufa is Chayiv, you need to desire the wood. Back into our Gemara, Amar of Yosef. Hayman de kotel aspasta chayiv shtayim. Someone who cuts down a type of hay is going to be chayiv for two malachas. Achas mishum koitzer, achas mishum noteya. By cutting it down, he gets this hay, but at the same time, he also allows the rest of the hay to grow better. Amar Abaye, hayman de konev silka, an individual that cuts up beets that's attached to the ground, which encourages more beets to come out. Chayiv shtayim. Again, he gets beets out of it. Achas mishum koitzer. For that reason, he's chayiv koitzer. Achas mishum zareya. And he's chayiv for planting, because pruning is also planting. V'achoresh. We had learned in regards to plowing. That's one of the yisur d'oraisas. One of the 39 melachas. Tana ha'choresh v'achoyfer v'achoretz kula melacha achasen. Plowing, digging into the ground, creating a furrow in the ground, are all one malach. Amar Rav Sheshes, Haisaloi Gavshushes. If he has a small mound of dirt, Vinatla Bibayis, and he removes it in a house, so then Chayim Mishum Baina. What Rav Sheshes is teaching us is context is extremely important in Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore, if he's doing it in a house, then he's improving the house and the structure of the house, its floor, and therefore he's Chayim Alts Baina. Besada, but if he does not field, chayiv mishum charish, then he'd be chayiv for plowing. Amar Rava, haisa leguma, vitimima babayis, chayiv mishum boina. If a person has a hole in a house and then he fills it up with dirt, so that's bona. Besada, but if he does in the field. Here we see something interesting about choresh, that even though the individual is not making a hole, but he's actually adding dirt, if it facilitates the ground for planting, then by definition, it's an iser of choresh. Amar Rabbi Abba, choyfer guma b'shavas vein etzarech el afra potter ala. If someone digs a hole in the ground and he only needs the hole for its dirt, then in such a case he's potter. Now this is the important rule of malacha hatzrich legufa malacha she'en hatzrich legufa, and that is vafil Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, damar malacha she'en hatzrich legufa chayv la hani mili misakein hai mekalkalu. We mentioned in discussing the Taisis the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that is found in a few places. Best place, one of the best places to see it is on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where over there we have the position of Rabbi Shimon that says that if you're doing a malacha, this is the way Rashi understands it, on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, that you're doing a malacha where you're not creating a positive result, but only removing a negative. For example, putting out a light because you don't want the light, not because you want to create a charcoal, but rather you don't want the light. Of course, we're talking in the time of Chazal, where the fire could be you turned into charcoal. So then in such a case, according to Rabbi Shimon, since it's only removing a negative and not creating a positive, that's called a malacha she'en hatzricha legufa. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it's the exact same action, if it's the exact same malacha, so in such an instance, you are chayiv, even though you're only removing a negative as opposed to creating a positive. So, in general, hachoyfer guvam b'shab is someone who is digging a hole, so it depends. If we hold malacha she'en hatzrich legufa is chayiv, one would have thought that Rabbi Yehuda would say chayiv, while Rabbi Shimon would say, if it's just because you want to get the dirt, so here, that's called removing a negative. Why? Because you don't want to create a hole. What you do is you want the dirt. Nebuch, the dirt is clumped together. He's stuck. The dirt is clumped together. For that reason, he's just removing a negative, but not creating a positive. Then the Gemara adds that how even according to Rabbi Yehuda, back inside the scene, inside the Gemara, Vafil Rabbi Yehuda Damar, Malacha Shein Tzuch Legufa Chayiv Aleha, even according to the position of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Malacha Shein Tzuch Legufa, one is Chayiv, Hani Mili Misakein. That's only if you're doing something positive. Hai Mekalkelhu. This individual is damaging, he's not doing something positive, and therefore it's not a constructive act, and since it's not constructive on Shabbos, the halacha is that one would not be chayiv. We continue on analyzing the next part of the Avos Malachos. V'hakotzer, someone who cuts. Tana hakotzer, someone who cuts off, let's say, apples. Habotzer, someone who cuts off olives. V'hagoder, goder is one who cuts off dates. V'hamesik, actually I mixed up, mesik refers to olives. Habotzer refers to grapes. V'ore, someone who cuts off figs. Kulan, shem malachot. Kulan malach achas, all of these things are one malacha and one is chayiv. Amar Rav Papa. Here we have an important rule from Rav Papa. This is a large discussion in the Mefarshim as well. Hayman deshadi pisa ledikla. Someone who throws, we're going to take the approach of Rashi. There are some Rishonim who learn differently. Let's take Rashi's approach. Hayman deshadi pisa ledikla. Someone who throws a mound of dirt against a tree. Va'asar tamri. Here, the word asar means to dislodge. It knocks off. He picked up a clump and he threw a strong clump against a date tree and it caused dates to fall off. Chayiv shtayim. It's a prohibition of two things on Shabbos. Achas mishum teilish. Number one is he cut off the dates. Achas mishum mefarik. And also he caused the date tree to lose some of its weight. Rashi learns the third line into the wide. V'avsa mefarik hatmar min ha-machbedos. Now there are, as we mentioned, some who disagree that with Rashi. The Ran questions Rashi, and Tosas Dibar Matzchel v'achas quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel, who says that the iser of mefarik over here is that when the dates hit the ground, or are hit by the clump, excuse me, there is a hard shell that is around them that is removed. And we know that the Isra of Dash is removing in the Sidur, the pass, in the order of making a pass. The first 11 malachos that we had in our Mishnah are referred to as Sidur, the pass, which culminates in baking of the bread. One of the early stages is when the wheat is cut, then the chaff is removed, while the wheat is beaten, so then the chaff is separated from the wheat, and then comes borer, where one sorts the chaff from the wheat. So Taisus learns that the pshat over here is that it's mefarik because one is causing the shell to fall off. According to Rashi, it's mefarik because one is causing the tree to lose its weight. A fascinating English bonus is that Rashi describes causing it to lose its weight. He explains, Rashi in the first line says, "Shemefarik tvua mishi baleha loshen porek min achamar," removing something from a donkey, that they would use that expression as well. And look at Rashi's old French word, discharger belaz, to discharge. So here we know that the word discharge in modern English comes from Old French. A daf yomi bonus. Ravashi Amar ein derech klisha bekach ve ein derech prika bekach. Ravashi disagrees and says you chayev neither. That's not the normal way. You don't cut things off from a tree by throwing a clump at it. You take a scissors, you take a shears, and that's how you cut it off. So for that reason, Ravashi says it's not called klisha. It's not called prika. We could explain both according to Rashi and according to Tosas why it's not the normal way to get it off. And for that reason, Ravashi says you're chayiv on neither. The Mishnah also taught us the Isser of Ma'amer. Ma'amer means to gather together things in a field. For example, if they're in the process of the Sidur of the past, they would do kotzer, they would cut off the wheat, and then they would gather the wheat into bundles to bring it into the silos. Amar Rava. Rava gave another example of this. In the process of making salt, there are different ways of making salt. One way of making salt is by taking seawater and distilling the water, and one's left with the salt. Another way is by mining salt, that if salt is taken from the ground, then there are salt reserves that are still used. If I'm not mistaken, most of the salt in the States, in contrast to maybe in Israel, most of the salt in the States is made from salt mines. So, Hayman de Konif Milchasa, someone who mines salt and brings it together, Chayev Mishum Ma'amer. He gathers together and piles up the salt. He's going to be Chayev also Ma'amer. In other words, it doesn't only apply to fruits, it applies to all things that come from the ground. Abaye Omer Ein Imer Ela B'Gidulei Karka. Abaye says no, that the only time you're going to be chayv for ma'amer is if it literally grows from the ground. This is the natural reserves in the land, but rather the only time you're going to be chayv is if you plant something from the ground. V'hadosh, the Mishnah told us that for threshing one is going to be chayv. Tana, we learned, hadosh v'hamenafet v'hamenafet. Dosh is threshing generally that's done on wheat. Menafetz and menafet are banging. Menafetz is banging the flax from the wood and the stem that's stuck inside. Menafet is when one cleans out tzemer gefen, cleans out cotton, the way that professionals do it, Rashi explains. So in all those cases, you're going to be chayiv. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Gimel in Maseches Shabbos, an important daf, and Be'ezer Hashem, we now go to the halacha section.